Вариант 20. Сейчас вы будете выполнять задание по аудированию. Тексты прозвучат два раза. После каждого прослушивания текстов у вас будет время для выполнения и проверки заданий. Все паузы включены в аудиозапись. Остановка и повторное воспроизведение аудиозаписи не предусмотрены. Задание 1.4. Вы услышите 4 коротких текста, обозначенных буквами A, B, C, D. В заданиях 1.4 запишите в поле ответа цифру 1, 2 или 3, соответствующую выбранному вами варианту ответа. Вы услышите запись дважды. У вас есть 30 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданиями.
Now we are ready to start. Text A.
Dear visitors, we are doing our best to make our park a nice place for everyone. Please be aware that you can borrow a bike for free. To the right of the main entrance, you'll see a large glass house in which you can find out what life in the tropics feels like. The greenhouse is inhabited by nearly 1,000 butterflies, which you can see for only £5. Children under 16 have discounts. Don't miss a chance to see our free exhibition of retro photos of the city in the central alley.
Text B. Hi, Dad. I want to share some news. You wanted me to take a French course. So I did that. I was at the language school and took a test for the level. The test didn't take me long. I know nothing, and of course they defined my level as a beginner and placed me into the lowest group. But in that group I saw Paul, my old friend from primary school. We both were very glad to meet up again after so many years. I believe taking a language course with Paul will be real fun, don't you? Text C. I believe this fishing rod is just what Grandpa wants. Don't you think so?
I'm not sure. He enjoys fishing, right? But Grandma worries so much that he might catch a cold when he goes to the lakes. And so do I. You know how careless Grandpa can be.
Yes, things like nasty weather, cold and rain can never stop him from going fishing. One day he got home absolutely frozen. His coat and sweater were wet through.
It seems to me I know what to buy to please both Grandpa and Grandma. A pair of long, warm rubber boots for fishermen.
Good idea. The boots Grandpa wears are not really waterproof. He needs better ones. Text D.
Hi, Ron. I called you on Sunday, but you didn't answer. Were you out of town?
Yes. We went to the city for a brief entertaining trip, as Mum called it.
Oh, was it fun?
Absolutely not. I had plans to see the motor races. They just built a new motor track, and you know how much I love motorbike competitions. But my sister spoiled the whole day.
How could she? She's a sweet little girl.
She is, but she wanted to go to the zoo. Mum could not disappoint her.
I'm so sorry, but it's not the worst scenario ever. When we went for a holiday last time, I got a cold and spent 6 days inside in the hotel room.
You have 20 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the texts again. Text A.
Dear visitors, we are doing our best to make our park a nice place for everyone. Please be aware that you can borrow a bike for free. To the right of the main entrance, you'll see a large glass house in which you can find out what life in the tropics feels like. The greenhouse is inhabited by nearly 1,000 butterflies, which you can see for only £5. Children under 16 have discounts. Don't miss a chance to see our free exhibition of retro photos of the city in the Central Alley.
Text B. Hi, Dad. I want to share some news. You wanted me to take a French course, so I did that. I was at the language school and took a test for the level. The test didn't take me long. I know nothing, and of course they defined my level as a beginner and placed me into the lowest group. But in that group I saw Paul, my old friend from primary school. We both were very glad to meet up again after so many years. I believe taking a language course with Paul will be real fun, don't you? Text C. I believe this fishing rod is just what Grandpa wants. Don't you think so?
I'm not sure. He enjoys fishing, right, but Grandma worries so much that he might catch a cold when he goes to the lakes. And so do I. You know how careless Grandpa can be.
Yes, things like nasty weather, cold and rain can never stop him from going fishing. One day he got home absolutely frozen. His coat and sweater were wet through.
It seems to me I know what to buy to please both Grandpa and Grandma. A pair of long, warm rubber boots for fishermen.
Good idea. The boots Grandpa wears are not really waterproof. He needs better ones. Text D.
Hi, Ron. I called you on Sunday, but you didn't answer. Were you out of town?
Yes. We went to the city for a brief entertaining trip, as Mum called it.
Oh, was it fun?
Absolutely not. I had plans to see the motor races. They just built a new motor track, and you know how much I love motorbike competitions. But my sister spoiled the whole day.
How could she? She's a sweet little girl.
She is, but she wanted to go to the zoo. Mum could not disappoint her.
I'm so sorry, but it's not the worst scenario ever. When we went for a holiday last time, I got a cold and spent 6 days inside in the hotel room.
This is the end of the task. You now have 20 seconds to check your answers.
Задание 5. Вы готовите тематическую радиопередачу с высказываниями 5 разных людей, обозначенных буквами A, B, C, D, E. Подберите каждому высказыванию соответствующую его содержанию рубрику из списка 1-6. Используйте каждую рубрику из списка только один раз. В списке есть одна лишняя рубрика. Вы услышите запись дважды. У вас есть 20 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданием.
Now we are ready to start. Good afternoon. Today we have asked 5 people to give us a short interview and share their opinions about their schools. Now we would like to present their opinions to you. Speaker A.
My high school in Germany is not big at all. Actually, only about 1,000 people. The good thing is that we are all very united. You see, in a German high school, there are students from 10 years old to 20 years old, and sometimes there can be bullying. Fortunately, that is not our case. We get along well. The older students are very kind and help the younger ones. I believe we are lucky to study in such a family environment.
Speaker B. My high school is in the very center of our town, and children from different cultural backgrounds go there. Half the students are Spanish. There are also many people from Asian countries, especially China and Korea. We also have students from Latin America and Russia. I really enjoy being part of that diverse community. Our cultures and backgrounds are different, but we are learning to respect each other. And I truly believe it's a great experience. Speaker C.
My high school has a very good reputation in our town, and it deserves it. All my classmates are very motivated and focused on studying. It's difficult to learn in this environment because you have to keep up with your classmates. Nobody wants to look like a loser. It's also exciting. It feels like a race. But we do help each other. We've got special classes where students of the same year help each other with most difficult matters.
Speaker D. I live in the center of the city. Fortunately, my school is nearby, and I spend lots of time there. I mean, I go there not only to learn, but also to do sports and other recreational activities. The school is really well equipped. We have 2 gyms, one for games like football and volleyball, the other for gymnastics and acrobatics. There's also a swimming pool. It's not large, but it's fine anyway. And there's an open-air sports ground, which I particularly enjoy. Speaker E.
I've changed school recently. And though I still have many friends in my former school, I like my new one very much. It's located in an old 3-story building. The first thing that impressed me was that the school looks very traditional from the outside and very modern inside. The classrooms are light and spacious. The corridors and lobbies are large and arranged in a high-tech style. There's even a winter garden on the upper floor of the building.
You have 20 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the texts again. Good afternoon. Today we have asked 5 people to give us a short interview and share their opinions about their schools. Now we would like to present their opinions to you. Speaker A.
My high school in Germany is not big at all. Actually, only about 1,000 people. The good thing is that we are all very united. You see, in a German high school, there are students from 10 years old to 20 years old, and sometimes there can be bullying. Fortunately, that is not our case. We get along well. The older students are very kind and help the younger ones. I believe we are lucky to study in such a family environment.
Speaker B. My high school is in the very center of our town, and children from different cultural backgrounds go there. Half the students are Spanish. There are also many people from Asian countries, especially China and Korea. We also have students from Latin America and Russia. I really enjoy being part of that diverse community. Our cultures and backgrounds are different, but we are learning to respect each other. And I truly believe it's a great experience. Speaker C.
My high school has a very good reputation in our town, and it deserves it. All my classmates are very motivated and focused on studying. It's difficult to learn in this environment because you have to keep up with your classmates. Nobody wants to look like a loser. It's also exciting. It feels like a race. But we do help each other. We've got special classes where students of the same year help each other with most difficult matters.
Speaker D. I live in the center of the city. Fortunately, my school is nearby, and I spend lots of time there. I mean, I go there not only to learn, but also to do sports and other recreational activities. The school is really well equipped. We have two gyms, one for games like football and volleyball, the other for gymnastics and acrobatics. There's also a swimming pool. It's not large, but it's fine anyway. And there's an open-air sports ground, which I particularly enjoy. Speaker E.
I've changed school recently, and though I still have many friends in my former school, I like my new one very much. It's located in an old three-story building. The first thing that impressed me was that the school looks very traditional from the outside and very modern inside. The classrooms are light and spacious. The corridors and lobbies are large and arranged in a high-tech style. There's even a winter garden on the upper floor of the building.
This is the end of the task. You now have 20 seconds to check your answers.
Задание 6.11. Вы помогаете своему другу, юному радиожурналисту, проанализировать подготовленное им для передачи интервью. Прослушайте аудиозапись интервью и занесите данные в таблицу. Вы можете вписать не более одного слова без артиклей из прозвучавшего текста. Числа необходимо записывать буквами. Вы услышите запись дважды. У вас есть 30 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданиями.
Now we are ready to start.
Do you mind taking part in our survey? We are doing it as a part of our university course. It won't take you long.
No, I don't mind. It looks like I've got lots of time anyway.
Oh, what's wrong with your bicycle? Do you need help?
No, thanks. It's just a flat tire, and I'm waiting for my friend to bring a pump so that we can fix it. My sister took mine to pump the ball for their volleyball game and didn't bring it back to me.
I understand you do cycling quite often?
Yes, I like it. It helps me keep fit.
Do you think people should use bicycles as a means of transport more often, instead of cars, buses, and trains?
I wouldn't put it like that. The bicycle is ideal for a ride in the countryside, but you can't use it when you travel long distances.
And what means of transport do you prefer for traveling?
The plane, of course. It's fast and comfortable. I always choose the plane for travelling.
Right. And you are still at school, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
What subject do you like most of all? Is it mathematics or languages?
Neither of them. It's history. It's fascinating to learn about the past.
Yes.
And I was born in Scotland, where history is in the air.
Oh, yeah. I've been to Scotland. It's an amazing country. Do you play the... I don't remember the name of their traditional musical instrument.
The bagpipes? No. I play the guitar, and that is all. I'd like to learn to play the piano, too, but cannot find time for it.
The guitar is great. What else do you do? I mean, as a hobby. Some people of your age enjoy collecting magnets or assembling Lego.
No, I'm not interested in that stuff. I do some blogging. It's my latest hobby. My blog is about the legends of Scotland.
Have you got any followers as a blogger?
90 at the moment. I hope there'll be more.
90 followers is a very good start for a person who is new to blogging. I wish you success.
You have 20 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the text again.
Do you mind taking part in our survey? We are doing it as a part of our university course. It won't take you long.
No, I don't mind. It looks like I've got lots of time anyway.
Oh, what's wrong with your bicycle? Do you need help?
No, thanks. It's just a flat tire. And I'm waiting for my friend to bring a pump so that we can fix it. My sister took mine to pump the ball for their volleyball game and didn't bring it back to me.
I understand you do cycling quite often.
Yes, I like it. It helps me keep fit.
Do you think people should use bicycles as a means of transport more often, instead of cars, buses, and trains?
I wouldn't put it like that. The bicycle is ideal for a ride in the countryside. But you can't use it when you travel long distances.
And what means of transport do you prefer for travelling?
The plane, of course. It's fast and comfortable. I always choose the plane for travelling.
Right. And you are still at school, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
What subject do you like most of all? Is it mathematics or languages?
Neither of them. It's history. It's fascinating to learn about the past.
Yes.
And I was born in Scotland, where history is in the air.
Oh, yeah. I've been to Scotland. It's an amazing country. Do you play the... I don't remember the name of their traditional musical instrument.
The bagpipes? No. I play the guitar, and that is all. I'd like to learn to play the piano, too, but cannot find time for it.
The guitar is great. What else do you do? I mean, as a hobby. Some people of your age enjoy collecting magnets or assembling Lego.
No, I'm not interested in that stuff. I do some blogging. It's my latest hobby. My blog is about the legends of Scotland.
Have you got any followers as a blogger?
90 at the moment. I hope there'll be more.
90 followers is a very good start for a person who is new to blogging. I wish you success.
This is the end of the task. You now have 20 seconds to check your answers. This is the end of the listening test.
Время, отведенное на выполнение заданий, истекло.